Reading Extension 3B.
Unit 1. Hobbies. Reading 1. Plastic Model Kit. Archaeologists around the world often discover tiny model soldiers, furniture, ships, and other objects. These prove that for thousands of years, the practice of model making has endured. In fact, making plastic model kits featuring characters or vehicles from films, games, and books, as well as realistic soldiers, ships, and airplanes, is more popular today than ever. In the past, models were made of stone, wood, precious metals, and other similar materials. Recently, advances in technology have resulted in many changes to models. For instance, ever since 1953, most models have been made of plastic. In addition, early plastic models had to be assembled by gluing the individual pieces together. In the 1990s, however, glue was no longer necessary since the pieces could be snapped together. Robot model kits have become some of the most beloved of all plastic models. The Japanese company Bandai started manufacturing plastic Gundam products that were robots based on animation characters popular in Japan. In the United States, the Transformers, robots that could change into cars, planes, or other vehicles, became big hits. There are countless types of plastic model sets available on the market. So modelers need to be careful when selecting what they want to purchase. First, they should be sure to get models they are interested in. They should also be aware that some models are cheap, whereas others are quite expensive. Finally, beginners should choose easy-to-assemble models, while experts may prefer more difficult ones. Reading 2. Magic: The Gathering. Baseball cards have been around since the 1860s, and playing cards since the 9th century. Baseball cards are sold in random packs with rare, uncommon, and common cards. You have to buy many packs to get the entire set. Playing cards have numbers and characteristics that make them useful in a game. In 1993, a game called Magic: The Gathering combined these concepts together, changing card games forever. In Magic, each player buys randomized packs, just like baseball cards. These cards have special abilities and game rules. Each player selects her own deck of 60 cards out of their collection. Then she uses her deck to play against opponents' decks. Players take the role of powerful wizards, and their decks are their spell books. Land cards produce energy players use to play creature cards, artifact cards, and enchantment cards to defeat their opponents. Magic became a smash hit, and dozens more card sets have been released. Moreover, other companies started copying its success, launching a new genre called trading card games. 15 years later, different elements of Magic inspired a new generation of games. Games like Dominion were inspired by the process of selecting your 60-card deck, so they are called deck-building games. Drafting games like Seven Wonders grew out of one popular style of Magic tournament called a draft tournament. Although Magic is still the most widely played trading card game in the world, its true legacy is how it gave the world so many new ways to play with cards.